أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا السماء انفطرت وإذا الكواكب انتثرت وإذا البحار فجرت. There's the next surah, Surah Infitar. And as we had read previously, that Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, anyone who wants to see the how Qiyamah will come should read the previous surah, Surah Takwir, which we have completed, and this surah, and also it is mentioned of Idha Samaun Shakka, that if a person reads that, he will see how the day of Qiyamah will come. And also we had read in the previous surah that Allah Ta'ala had explained that how truthful the Quran Sharif itself is, that is in other places in the Quran, and how the Quran has been brought to us by Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam and Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasalam, and what their great qualities are. So this is the absolute truth, that is exactly what is going to happen, and we should not allow anything else to bring any doubts into us or have pollute our minds in any way. That is the absolute truth. Yeah, then Allah tabaraka ta'ala explains also certain aspects of the day of Qiyamah. إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انْفَطَرَتْ جَبْ آسْمَانْ چِرْ جَائِ, and when the skies will split asunder. And to get some brief, just an idea of that, if we are sleeping in our bedrooms, for example, may Allah protect us all the time, and such a storm comes that takes the roof away, and now we are open to the sky is open in front of us, and in that storm, if there are hails, it's a hail storm, and if the hails are the size of a golf ball, tennis ball, or even perhaps a soccer ball or a rugby ball, and they are just coming down, pouring upon a person, at that time we can understand the scenes of Qiyamah, that a person won't worry about his wife sleeping next to him or his newborn baby. The mother won't be worried about this newborn baby also. In fact, the mother or the father, everyone will not be in their senses even. As the Quran Sharif says, Tarannasa Sukara, you will see the people are like drunk, but they are not drunk, وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ الشَّدِيدِ, but the punishment of Allah Ta'ala is extremely severe. So that will happen. However, of course, those who are the righteous, the believers, they will be relieved. To add, those who had stayed away from sin and who have pleased Allah Ta'ala, they will be relieved of it. But otherwise, we can imagine what that day will be and how the conditions will be. So Allah further explains, وَإِذَا الْكَوَاكِبُ انْتَثَرَتْ وَرْجَبْ تَعَرِي جِرْ جَعَيْ, and when the stars will start falling down, like at the moment the stars are just on their place and they are in space, they are just suspended by the order of Allah Ta'ala. However, from time to time we do notice falling stars, that there are various explanations for that have been given also, but on that day the stars will start falling down. Like for example, those hail storms, if they have to come, may Allah save us, and if they are the size of a rugby ball, soccer ball, and they are hitting us from all sides, if the stars have to start falling like that, when the skies will open up and the stars will start falling down, and that time we can imagine what the condition of mankind will be. For all this, Allah has given us this opportunity that we turn towards Allah Ta'ala and we obey His commandments. We stay away from all the disobedience of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And that will be also a day, وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ فُجِّرَتْ وَرْجَبْ دَرْيَا أُبَلْ نِقْلِ, and when the seas will start flowing over. One explanation is given of the seas flowing over. At the moment we see, when we go to the shores, the waves of the sea just come up to the shore and they return back again. But that will be a day when, on one explanation, the water will run over the whole earth, and every place will be overtaken with water. All the sea water, salty water, will mix with the sweet water, river waters, dam water. Well, what will be the condition? If there are floods like that, water just everywhere, then what will be the condition of man? Another explanation is when the seas will be set alight, fire will start in the sea, and all the seas, which are about two-thirds of the earth, of the whole earth, about two-thirds are the sea, and when that is put on fire, and a blazing fire from all sides, we cannot imagine what will be the condition of man. Today, when we just get the news of the Muslims, like in the Rohingya Muslims, may Allah have to show His great mercy, protect them and protect us all the Muslims of the world, all the people. There, they are, for example, little children. Nobody knows them. They don't know anyone. They've got no brother, no sister, no mother, no father, just walking around. They are old people, men, women, and there is nobody for them. They don't know anyone, they are just walking around aimlessly. There is no one and nothing for them. From there we can get an idea, a glimpse of what the day of Qiyamah will be. When everyone will be, يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ. Everyone will, he won't know anyone, he'll just be, even if he recognizes, but everyone will just be for himself. So this will be the condition on that day. But if we have Iman and we have fulfilled the taqazas of Iman, we obeyed Allah, His commandment, then there is safety for that person. May Allah Ta'ala have mercy upon us, and that we prepare for that day. This is the opportunity Allah has given. There is absolutely no harm in earning our rozi, but that is not our object of life. That is just to earn our rozi. Object of life is to please Allah and to prepare for that day. And in the process, we earn our rozi, we see to our daily needs, our houses, everything. But to make that our object, our house, our car, our earning, our shop, our object, and we live for that is not correct. We should be preparing for akhirat. May Allah give us all tawfiq, and may Allah show His special mercy upon all of us.